Tonight on the Worldview Report, more shocking details to report on that unprecedented raid on the home of former President Donald Trump, and more reactions from Republican lawmakers. Police say a mysterious case of Muslims being killed in New Mexico has now been solved, and the alleged killer is not what the corporate media was hoping for. We'll bring you the details. China, well, they're not letting go of its threats to invade and conquer the small island nation of Taiwan. And a retired military officer has provocative words for the U.S. military, which he says has become something most patriotic Americans find hard to believe. And are you ready to show your digital papers before you're allowed into a public venue? The march toward an international implementation of digital health passports is anything but dead. In fact, they're on their way back, and this time with big money players behind them. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. I'm Brennan House. More details are dripping out on the FBI raid on President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. At least three attorneys from Joe Biden's Department of Justice reportedly joined the FBI in the operation, which saw the government agents on the Trump property for a total of 9.5 hours on August 8th. And during the raid, the FBI forced Trump attorneys to sit outside in the heat while they rummaged through every room in President Trump's personal residence. Here's how Jim Hoft at the Gateway Pundit described the raid. Quote, "The FBI stood with loaded guns outside President Trump's home as they raided Mar-a-Lago for 9 hours. The dirty FBI agents went through Melania Trump's closet. They searched every room, likely bugging the place before they left. The FBI spent hours in President Trump's private office, and the dirty FBI forced Trump attorneys to sit outside in the 91-degree heat and would not allow them to observe them as they ransacked the historic home," end quote. Again, that's the Gateway Pundit. The FBI was joined by at least three of Merrick Garland's Department of Justice attorneys during the 9-hour fishing expedition. So reports Tom Fenton of Judicial Watch. Here's what Fenton had to say in an interview. Watch this.
Yesterday's raid is just one part of the government's legal assault on Donald Trump. Today, a federal appeal court ruled that the Democratic Party lawmakers can gain access to Donald Trump's tax returns. Tom Fenton is the president of Judicial Watch. Judicial Watch just filed a motion to unseal the warrant used in the raid on Donald Trump's home. And Tom Fenton joins us now. Tom, thank you so much for being with us. What are your thoughts on not only Donald Trump's tax returns, but the motion you have filed to see the warrant that led to this FBI raid?
Well, you know, to me, it's two sides of the same coin, right? You have this unprecedented attack on the former president with this raid that is inherently controversial and necessarily demands disclosures about how it happened, who's responsible. So we're asking a federal court to release it as quickly as possible. The DOJ's silence on it is deafening, and we hope that the DOJ doesn't oppose us there, the Biden DOJ, to be clear. But on the other hand, you have the Democrats in Congress use their so-called oversight abilities to target the president personally again, asking for his confidential tax information, taxes from before he was president, taxes from when he was president, and his tax returns from after he's president. And unfortunately, mm-hmm. the courts here in the District of Columbia ratified that abuse, pretended that there's no politics here worth worrying about. And so the president's civil rights, practically speaking, get thrown out the window. And again, the courts have also need to step up and act to protect the structure of our government that's under attack. The presidency's under attack from within. You have Congress trying to blow up our systems of government. And the courts have almost been bystanders in large measure, or just rubber stamping them in the case of the FISA warrants, and in this case, the unprecedented effort to gain our confidential tax information. And as we see with the IRS getting 87,000 new employees, obviously Trump's just number one, the number one target, and the rest of us can all, we'll all have to worry as well.
The FBI needs to be bulldozed, says Congressman Andy Biggs, Republican from Arizona and chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. He said that on the radio show of Todd Starnes. Biggs, reacting to the FBI's raid against former President Trump at Mar-a-Lago, told Starnes, "It's time to get rid of the Federal Bureau of Investigation altogether." He stated, quote, "They won't give us information. They obfuscate when they come into Congress. We've seen them tell lies when they come into Congress. So there's no oversight. And if you can't have legislative oversight, then that bureaucracy, in this case, the FBI, and there's many others, need to be eliminated," end quote. He added, quote, "And then you have to have the debate whether you're going to actually reinstate some kind of federal investigation unit to deal with security issues internally," end quote. Biggs also slammed Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's silence on the Trump raid and compared the new left to the old communist. In other news, Twitter has suspended conservative journalist Paul Sperry after he posted tweets about the FBI raid on Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence, where, as we've already said, they spent hours rifling through the former president's private office and Melania's wardrobe. And eventually, it's reported they made off with 12 boxes of materials. According to the Wall Street Journal, the records include, among other things, a letter from former President Barack Obama and correspondence between Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The boxes contain some documents allegedly subject to a federal law requiring official records to be turned over when a president leaves office, as well as some material archives officials described only as, quote, classified national security information, end quote. That's what the journal reported, prompting them to refer the matter to the Justice Department for investigation. Sperry, meanwhile, tweeted several white-hot comments on the raid, which apparently got him suspended by the deep state, which is supported by Twitter. In one tweet, Sperry wrote, quote, "Developing. Investigators reportedly met back in June with Trump and his lawyers in Mar-a-Lago storage room to survey docs, and things seemed copacetic. But then, FBI raids weeks later." Speculation on Hill, FBI had personal stake in searching for classified docs related to its Spygate scandal, end quote. Well, if this is true, the FBI went on a fishing expedition to find documents in Trump's possession that would have proved incriminating to the FBI's own actions taken against the Trump administration. This could turn out to be the smoking gun in a massive government cover-up. Now that it's looking pretty obvious that Trump could end up back in the White House in 2024. While many Republican office holders have remained silent or issued mamby-pamby, almost neutral statements about the federal raid on Trump's personal home, others have stepped forward with all their rhetorical guns blazing. Take, for instance, Republican Florida State Representative Anthony Sabatini. Sabatini is running as a candidate for Congress in Florida's 7th Congressional District. No one can accuse him of going soft on the FBI's unprecedented raid on a former president's property. In a tweet, Sabatini called for the state to arrest FBI agents conducting law enforcement outside Florida's purview and to sever ties with the Department of Justice, stating, quote, "It's time for us in the Florida legislature to call an emergency legislative session and amend our laws regarding federal agencies. Sever all ties with DOJ immediately. Any FBI agent conducting law enforcement functions outside the purview of our state should be arrested upon sight," end quote. Many Republicans have described the raid of Trump's residence as a politically motivated abuse of power. He said the state legislators needed to put pressure on the FBI by limiting local police agencies' cooperation with them and by requiring them to seek permission from the state before conducting operations in Florida. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Welcome back. You may have heard the mainstream media reports about a string of killings of Muslims in New Mexico. The corporate media outlets painted a picture of bigoted Americans preying on poor Muslim minorities. Well, it turns out that wasn't the way it went down. Far from it. The alleged serial killer is a Muslim. You won't see that widely or reported anywhere, really, on mainstream national news outlets because it goes against the narrative they wanted to build. As you can see from this news release by the Albuquerque Police Department, the suspect arrested was actually an Afghan refugee. This was apparently a case of a Sunni Muslim exercising his vendetta against Shiite Muslims. A clear example of how the importation of Middle Eastern refugees also leads to the importation of Middle Eastern problems and age-old cultural hatreds. The Daily Mail is reporting that China has issued yet another threat towards Taiwan by warning it is ready to use, quote, all necessary means, end quote, to seize the disputed island. Beijing's new ambassador to Australia refused to rule out the use of military force after a visit last week by Pelosi, which fueled further tensions, sparking China's biggest ever live fire exercise around the territory. After 6 days of the military drills, the ambassador stated, quote, we can never rule out the option to use other means. So, when necessary, when compelled, we're ready to use all necessary means. As to what is meant by necessary means, you can use your imagination, end quote. The ambassador argued that China has been, quote, so patient, end quote, while, quote, waiting for a peaceful reunification, end quote, despite the communist country's constant saber-rattling and grand displays of military muscle around the island. He added that, quote, the majority of the people in Taiwan believe they're Chinese, end quote, and China believes those folks deserve a future in their say, despite the fact that, as the Daily Mail reported, the overwhelming majority of Taiwanese people have remained steadfastly against unification with communist China. A strong statement was also issued by China's Taiwan Affairs Office, which refused to rule out the use of force, adding, quote, never before have we been so close to, confident in, and capable of achieving the goal of national reunification, end quote. China has been sending ships and aircraft across an unofficial buffer between the coast and missiles over top of the water surrounding the island, and Navy ships remain active. For its part, Taiwan has not been cowering in fear. The Taiwanese also held an artillery drill on August 9th, simulating defense against an attack on the island as defiant leaders vowed they would not be intimidated by China, despite its vastly superior forces. Retired Colonel Douglas McGregor said in an August 9th interview that President Trump had a romantic view of the military and was not ready for what he encountered at the Pentagon. Trump expected men like Generals MacArthur and Patton to be in leadership positions, but ended up with low-integrity sellouts and, quote, yes men, end quote, for the administrative state, men like General Mark Milley and Lloyd Austin. McGregor said these weak military leaders are not the exception. They are the rule. The system rewards these type of feckless military officers. Most of the top brass of our military are now in bed with the military-industrial complex that President Eisenhower warned about in his farewell speech, McGregor said in an interview with FNC's Laura Ingraham. He said the U.S. Armed Forces are in the worst shape since the 1970s and couldn't fight their way out of a, quote, paper bag, end quote. He also said Congress should do everything in its power to obstruct a military that rewards sycophants and yes-men like General Mark Milley. In other news, a Nebraska woman is facing felony charges for allegedly performing an illegal late-term abortion that killed an unborn grandchild and put her pregnant daughter's life in danger. CBS 14 reports Jessica Burgess, 41, of Norfolk, Nebraska, allegedly obtained abortion pills for her 17-year-old daughter in mid-April and gave her instructions about how to take them. Later, police said she helped to burn and bury the aborted baby's body. In the case of Burgess's daughter, Celeste, now 18, medical records obtained by police indicate that she was almost 6 months pregnant when she allegedly took the abortion pills that killed her unborn baby. That's according to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. According to LifeNews.com, abortions are legal for any reason up to 20 weeks in Nebraska. And pro-life laws exempt pregnant mothers from punishment. However, pro-life laws do allow abortionists and untrained individuals to be prosecuted for killing unborn babies, and especially in the case of untrained individuals, putting the pregnant mother's life in danger. Life News reports that late-term abortions are more risky for the mothers as well. And some states that allow late-term abortions require that they be done by a licensed doctor in a hospital because the risks are so high. According to CBS, Jessica Burgess's charges in Madison County District Court include performing or attempting an abortion at greater than 20 weeks, performing an abortion when not a licensed doctor, removing, concealing, abandoning a dead human body, concealing the death of another person, and false reporting. Celeste Burgess also was charged with removing, concealing, abandoning a dead human body, concealing the death of another person, and false reporting. That's according to the report. Both mother and daughter recently pleaded not guilty. A third individual, Tanner Barnhill, 22, admitted that he helped the Burgesses bury the baby's body. That's according to police. He pleaded no contest to a misdemeanor charge of attempting to conceal the death of another person, so the report states. In other pro-life news, all Senate Democrats voted against an amendment from Florida Senator Marco Rubio, which affirmed that only women can have babies. According to a report by LifeSite News, Rubio's amendment proposed to limit maternal and infant health funding to, quote, biological females, end quote. It also would have returned the so-called Inflation Reduction Act legislation to committee, which, as you know, is a massive tax and spending bill that really just replaces the failed Build Back Better legislation. Senator Rubio said on the Senate floor that, quote, the only people who are capable of being pregnant are biological females. And therefore, I think federal pregnancy programs should be limited to biological females, end quote. The term biological females is used to differentiate from the transgender female, a term that refers to gender-confused, often mentally ill men who self-identify as women. Rubio added that, quote, across 5,500 years of human history, so far, every single pregnancy has been a biological female, end quote. Listen to his speech on the floor.
The senator from Florida, Mr. Rubio, moves to commit the bill H.R. 5376 to the Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions of the Senate with instructions to report the same back to the Senate in 3 days, not counting any day in which the Senate is not in session, with changes that, one, are within the jurisdiction of such committee, and two, would contain a definition for the term pregnancy that limits maternal and infant-related program resources to biological females.
Mr. Senator from Florida is recognized.
Mr. President, the only people who are capable of being pregnant are biological females. And therefore, I think federal pregnancy programs should be limited to biological females, and that's what this would do. Well, thank you, Mr. President. A few minutes ago, I looked back across 5,500 years of human history. So far, every single pregnancy has been a biological female. And so therefore, the only thing I'm trying to do is make sure that federal law is clear that since every pregnancy that's ever existed has been in a biological female, that our federal laws reflect that, and our pregnancy programs are available to the only people who are capable of getting pregnant, biological females. Very simple. I would accept a unanimous consent if they want to offer it, and we can move on and not waste any time.
Senator Murray has 10 seconds left.
When we are facing the challenges we do in this country, when we're facing challenges in this country and helping our constituents to lower costs, it is outrageous that Republicans are trying to define pregnancy of all things on this floor, on this day, after hours of voting on amendments. I urge a no vote.
That was Washington Democrat Senator Patty Murray at the end there, who called Rubio's amendment, quote, outrageous, end quote, and urged a no vote. Every single Democrat complied. So this is just the latest proof that there's no such thing as a moderate Democrat in the U.S. Senate, and probably not in the entire U.S. Congress. They can't define a woman unless it's to their benefit. And now they can't define what it means to be pregnant. Germany has become the latest country to install Chinese Communist Party-style COVID apps on its citizens' cell phones, tracking their whereabouts and enforcing mask rules. According to a report in the Counter Signal, Germany's health minister has unveiled a new COVID tracking app that uses colors based on medical status to determine what rights someone has, just like the app used in China. This news comes as Germany's health minister preps the country for another series of restrictions in the fall, arguing that Germany needs the app to determine who should be forced to wear a mask. Quote, a different color of the certificate is planned for the CWA. That's the Corona Worn app. This is what the German health minister proclaimed. He says that while he doesn't expect people to get vaccines every 3 months, calling such a move, quote, absurd, end quote, the new color scheme will be based on whether someone has been, quote, freshly vaccinated, end quote. So, if you're so-called freshly vaccinated, meaning recently, and you don't have COVID, apparently you'll be able to go around barefaced and access the whole of society. But if you're unvaccinated, apparently you'll be assigned the color red and have your rights diminished. If you're vaccinated but not deemed fresh enough, you'll be able to enjoy some rights but will still have to wear a mask. Quote, first of all, some countries are resisting the fact that newly vaccinated people can sit in the gastro without a mask. The, quote, too uncertain, bad control, end quote, criticism is wrong. It is safer to sit at the table with a vaccinated person than with an unvaccinated person, end quote. That's what Germany's health minister tweeted, and it was translated from German. Meanwhile, the World Bank has reportedly created a $1 billion fund to help nations implement digital vaccine passports. Forbes magazine reported in February that 21 states, including at least 9 red states controlled by Republicans, have set in place the infrastructure for digital vaccine passports. This issue of vaccine passports and a digital show your paper society is not going away. It's a part of the UN and World Economic Forum agenda related to the coming digital economy known as, wait for it, the Great Reset. We must all remain on guard against this insidious anti-American system. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. Years ago, when I invented my pillow, I was faced with every adversity you could think of. No retailers wanted to sell my pillow. That's come full circle. Vendors took advantage of me, and I was copied by China. Well, by the grace of God, I was able to get through all that and learn from it. I have a passion to help other U.S. entrepreneurs, and that's why I created my new platform, MyStore.com. We have hundreds of products from amazing entrepreneurs, and to celebrate, I'm going to put my pillows on MyStore.com right now. You can get my standard My Pillows regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get my standard queen size, regular $79.98, now only $29.98. Or you can get my premium king size, regular $89.98, now only $34.98. So go to MyStore.com and use that promo code on your screen to get huge discounts on all my store products. Thank you and God bless.
Welcome back. Now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. Another case of a mysterious young athlete dying tragically tonight. And this time, it was a 12-year-old member of Clayton Valley Little League who died on August 8th following a, quote, severe medical emergency, end quote, at a youth football practice at Clayton Valley Charter High School in California. Brandon Fahey, a middle schooler and young football player, had to be rushed to Stanford Hospital on Friday evening at 7:25 after experiencing a medical emergency during a football practice. 2 days after he was brought to the hospital, Braden passed away. Clayton Valley Athletic Association announced the tragic news, stating, quote, "With deep sadness and heavy hearts, we inform you of the passing of our junior varsity football athlete. As many of you are aware, our junior varsity athlete unexpectedly experienced a medical emergency unrelated to the sport of football Friday during our evening football practice," end quote. Well, there's that word again, unexpectedly. As anyone who's a regular viewer of this broadcast knows, these unexpected deaths have become so prevalent that they are sadly now almost expected. And yet nobody seems to be doing anything about it. Few, in fact, are even willing to talk about it. Not the politicians, other than maybe Ron Johnson, not the physicians, not the preachers. They're all silent. The timing of these unexpected deaths of young people, well, as you know, coincides with the rollout of the mRNA experimental gene therapy injections. That's a fact. And if we had an honest press, an honest medical establishment, and an honest law enforcement community, this high-pressure vaccination campaign would be shut down immediately, and the investigations would be rolling, along with heads, the heads of those who knowingly forced a dangerous experimental treatment on the global population. But instead, we're left with unanswered questions, and yet a rising death toll. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, we thank you for tuning in and sharing this with your family and friends. Please remember to support us as we grow and work hard to bring you the hard-hitting truth that is not being shared on other national news platforms. And we're doing it in a convinced half-hour format, and many of you are loving it, but we need your support because, again, we are listener-supported. You can do that in three ways. One, please go to MyPillow.com, use that promo code B66 to save, and we get credit. You get savings, we get credit, and it's a big part of our general operating budget. So if you need sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, robes, mattress toppers, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff there. MyPillow.com, but please use that promo code B66. Ask all your family and friends to use the promo code B66. They get savings of up to 66%. We get credit, which keeps funding all that we're doing. You can also go to MyStore.com and pick up some of the My Coffee that's available at MyStore.com, 100% organic, non-GMO. But again, use that promo code B66. You save 25%. We get credit. Win-win for everybody. You can then go to WVWTVStore.com, WVWTVStore.com. We've been distributors of emergency freeze-dried food since 2016, and it has a shelf life of 25 years. We also have a lot of other emergency supplies there for you to check out at WVWTVStore.com, WVWTVStore.com. And then finally, you can just go to WVWFoundation.com and make a contribution of any size. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. Our mission statement is to use the technology of the day and our broadcast and conferences and books and free documentaries to proclaim the truth of a Christian worldview, help people understand the times through the lens of that Christian worldview. So please consider going to wvwfoundation.com, making a contribution of any size to support our mission. Well, that's our broadcast. Thanks so much for watching. May God save America. Take care.